Good afternoon. I'm DI Truck. This is Mandy.
Hey Mandy, this is Sam here. How are you?
Good. Can you give me 1 second?
Of course, no problem, ma'am.
Thanks. Sam, are you there? Hello?
Hey
Sam?
Mandy, I'm here. Right, so can you join over to Zoom? I sent you the Zoom.
Well, did you get my email that I don't have a a mic on there?
All right, no problem. So we can talk over here, right? And I will share my screen over to Zoom.
Okay.
Great. Did you join over the Zoom?
Let's see what happens. Said it will let you will let me in soon.
All right, just give me 1 second, let me know. Hey, I already get you in. Hello, do you hear me?
Yes.
Right. All right, so let's actually I need to discuss about this site a little bit, so we make sure that you and I are on the same page and we will get this done as soon as we can, right? Actually we were talking about the color contrast on the side, like light gray or something. So let me share my screen with you. And you will just let me know like which color are you talking about, and basically, so can you see my screen?
Yes.
All right, so we did this light color, right? So what do you think about it? Can you see my screen?
Yeah, that's better. I mean, I'm not gonna be able to make the final determination, but see, I don't think they're really looking for the black.
If we will change this found color into the black, so I think it will be match. What do you think? Like this. Black and gray combination is looking nice and red.
Right, I think honestly they were trying to get away from the black and make it more
Oh, okay. So you're basically saying you don't, your company doesn't want this black color.
When you scroll down, can you scroll down for me? Yeah, see how there's so much black? Well, I don't know, it kind of separates it though.
Yes, that's the reason, right? We separate the section. If you let me know, like, you don't want that much black in the background, no problem. I can change it right away, and you can show to your company teammates, so.
Okay.
So far it's fine, or would you like to change something?
Yeah, no, I think that's better.
Okay, that's great, no problem. Only you have concern in this background.
Yes. So far, I mean, I would have to share it with the team, and get everyone's input.
So what's your team saying about the color contrast? They want light gray in the background. What they are saying?
Right. Like I wrote, it's just like what I wrote on the initial questionnaire. Like grays, blues. I understand you're probably feeding off of the logo, correct? Yeah, I figured that's what it was because the logo's red, black, and white. So, yeah, so I need to speak with them and see what their thoughts are.
Okay, no
But
problem.
they were thinking more of the, like I said, they were thinking more along the lines of the grays, the blues, but I can understand if the if you're feeding off the logo, there's no gray and blue in that, so
Yeah, definitely.
right. So it's definitely something to talk about.
So we have
Did you
another
get my pictures?
pictures.
I emailed you a whole bunch of them this morning.
And this morning, I honestly saying that. Let me. You can
I
see
sent
my
four
screen.
emails.
You can see my screen in this. There is no email that you are talking about, unfortunately. Can you send it to me right now so I can figure out that I've got it or not?
Yes. Yeah, I sent them first thing this morning. All right, so there's four of them, so I'll. You tell me your email again.
Right. The same email, the Zoom email that you got, right? You just reply me back on the reply. Click on the reply all and send it back. That is four email are you talking about?
Yes, I'm sending them right now.
Sure. That's great.
Okay, I just sent all four of them.
Great. It will be here soon. Just give me 1 second. Let me refresh my page. I haven't got it. Oops, what
Yeah, I
happened?
wonder why. You're getting all the other emails. I wonder why you wouldn't get that one. Oh, there you go.
No, it's not.
Oh, no. No, it's not. Why would you not be getting them?
Let's do one thing, right? You just write down my email address, which is, let me show you, sam.loans@.
Oh, that's not the email you're. Yeah, that's not the one that's showing up. So let me do this one more time. Sam.jones
At Arbor
at
Design Agency.com.
Morbid. D. Oh,
design agency. M. Jones at orbitdesignagency.com.
All right.
All right, I'll see if you get it.
All right, and if you don't mind, may I ask you, right, when would you like to complete this website? Like, do you have any approximate deadline of this project or what?
To be honest, no, I just want to make sure it's correct.
okay, that's fine. That's a good thing. You just let me know. Right. On my side, I will try my best to get this done as soon as we can.
Okay.
And you know what? To be honest, I was aiming to complete this in this month. But let's see if we can able to complete
okay.
this month. That's
Were fine. You able to pull all the information you needed from the old website?
Yes, if you can provide me, yeah, but your...
I have the domain access. Sorry, I gotta... Shoot.
This is your old site, right?
I'm sorry?
This is your old site?
No. That's a totally different website.
Which one is yours?
It's Jagwing.
Jagwang.
No. It's JJAGWING.
Okay. Oh, this one. Okay. This one.
Yes, that is the old one. So this is all the information you're allowed to, we need you to pull.
By the way, where this website is created on? Let me see.
Well, I have the domain login.
Yeah.
The issue is that it's also the domain login for our other.
You have cPanel access of this website?
Well, I'm okay, so bear with me one moment, okay?
Of course, no problem.
Okay, so I'm in the Jagwing and I need to grant you permission, forward the domain.
Yeah, and you bought the domain from the hover.com, am I right?
I'm sorry? No. It's from ACS. ACS Web Design and SEO.
And you're hosting from the hover.net, right? Oh,
yes. And it wants me to, and I can forward the domain to you, but I need... Am I just forwarding it to your email?
Yep, you can.
So sam.jones.
And what about the hover.com?
Hold on one second. Orbitdesignagency.com.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so I'm forwarding the domain to you. I just sent it to you.
That's great. And what about the hover.com access?
That's what this is.
Sorry?
That's what this is. That's what I just forwarded to you.
Okay, let me see your email right here. MDI emails, I got it. And your access email, no, I haven't got that yet.
I just sent it.
Four emails, I got it already. Yep.
Yep, those are for pictures. Sam.jones at orbitdesignagency.com, correct?
Yep, I'm keeping it refreshing here. Here we go. Now I have an... Can you try with my another email?
The other one took a minute.
You can try this one. Just try this email.
Jones, Sam. That's your personal email though, isn't it?
It's a business as well. It's not my personal. My personal email is different. It's a business email. Sometimes this happens, right? Because the company email is sam.jones@orbitdesign. So sometimes whenever the client provides the access on that email, sometimes it's blocked due to domain email address. That's why I created the Gmail email to get the access.
Okay, so well,
anyway, this is also a business email. Don't need to worry about that. Did you send on over there?
Mm-hmm.
It is nothing. jonessam123567@gmail.com. Spam,
yeah.
There is no spam. AliExpress now.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm forwarding it right from Hoover.
Can you provide me the access of the Hoover, like username and password, so I can log in front of?
Well, the problem with that is that it also has access to our other one. So that's why I'm just simply trying to forward the domain of the one.
Hmm.
You see what I'm saying?
I do understand. So you cannot able to provide me this username and password?
I would prefer not, only because it also gives access to our other email.
Oh.
It says forwarded to. I don't know why it says HTTP.
FTTP?
That's just that. It says HTTP.
Mm-hmm.
Then jones.sam. Hmm.
Jones, it's not the Jones dot, it's only just Jones Sam 123567.
Yeah, but for some reason it's putting an HTTP in front of the email.
Why? You can see my this email.
No, I know, I did that.
Uh-huh.
But when I look at my forwards in Hoover, it's showing HTTP:// jonessam123567.
Oh.
I don't know why.
So by the way, do you have access for this cPanel?
Do I?
Yep.
Yes.
You have. So you can provide me the cPanel access. That's fine. I don't need then Hoover access anymore to pull up the data.
I can do what?
If you have the cPanel access, like username and password, so you can provide me that.
Right, well, again, the issue with that is that it also gives access to our other other website, because they're both on Hoover. So the sign-in is for all of it.
So if you trust me, so you don't need to worry about that, I will not touch your other
website. Well, I totally respect what you're saying, but let me see. There's a chat system. Let me see if... they can help me.
It's up to you, right? I'm giving you an option right away.
I understand that.
Let's do one thing. If you will not get the access, so let's do one thing. Right in front of you, right now, I just go to the cPanel and export all the files of that website only, right? And then you can change your password right away.
One more second.
Okay.
Okay, what was it you said? I'm sorry.
I'm saying that you can provide me username and password of the cPanel. I just go right now and export all the website files into the zip file, right? And then once I export them, then you'll go ahead and just remove the access, like change your password of the cPanel. That's it. I'm not saying...
Oh, you're saying change the password?
Right, once I export all the data from the site. Right now, right away, I will go ahead and export the complete data in front of you. It will take only just 2 or 3 minutes for us, right, to export all the data from your existing site. So you just give me the password right away. In front of you, I will just log in on the cPanel, and I will export all the existing files of your existing website, and I will go, and then after that, change your password.
1 second. I'm talking to them.
No problem.
Mm-hmm. Camry, still there?
Yes, I am.
Okay, he's working on it right now.
No problem. So let's start to discuss the website changes, right? Alright, so right here, this is your site. Are you there? Hello?
I'm sorry, I misunderstood what you were saying.
I'm saying that let us start to discuss the website changes. So once I have the access, I will let you know. Otherwise, in the meanwhile, we will discuss the website. About the data, like let's say the same pages, JJAX, banks.
Mm-hmm.
So we need to get this data right and put on your site.
Yep, that's what that's what I'm working on and forwarding the domain.
Okay. And company page, but one thing is missing right here. You see, on your existing
yep,
site.
Because we redid it, so you can more you can you are more.
Here's a company, or here's nothing. Any company page. So what we have to do with this?
Well, that's why we are employing you to take the information that's available on the old website and recreate it to fit into the new website accordingly.
Okay, got you. And become a dealer. This dealer advantages when I click on the become a dealer, so the form will appear. The same way you want on the new site?
Well, we want it to look newer, more modern, you know. However you guys can do it to make it look more modern, to flow better. That's really ultimately the whole purpose behind us reaching out to you guys.
No problem. Actually, to become a dealer, so we will let them know, like, a dealer advantages. And here's the form. Business. These are the complete forms. So can you please, do you have the website link?
What website link?
This one, the new one.
Let I don't
me
think
share
so.
With, let me share with you.
Okay, so this gentleman is saying we need an URL.
For what?
To transfer, to forward the domain to you.
Forward the domain? Hey, you just let them know you don't need to transfer the domain. We just need a delegated access. That's it. Delegate access. Actually, basically, I need a hosting access. That's it. The domain where it is right now, just keep the domain same, the same account. I need delegate access. That's it. And hosting access.
But at the same time, because the old website is no longer going to be available, correct? That's why we're forwarding the domain.
No, what happened? Let me explain you. So right away, you don't need to be forward. Let me explain the process, whatever. The domain where it is right now, you just keep the domain there, right? And we will just change the DNS, the hosting credentials, that's it. We don't need to transfer the domain to our ownership, because once you transfer the domain, so the ownership will be transferred to us, right? So I don't need any ownership of your domain. We just need to connect your domain with the hosting server, which is our, that's it. So what happened, the procedure is that you just log, you don't need to transfer the domain. Once you go ahead and log in on the domain, where did you purchase from, right? So we will go ahead and change the hosting credentials, that's it. Once we will change the hosting credentials, so your domain automatically will connect with our hosting server, and we will go ahead and live your site in the future. Make sense?
I'm not sure. Your email that you just sent for the link, there's no link. You forgot to copy and paste the link.
The email just I sent you?
Yes.
I just resend it to you. I just resend it to you. Here we go.
Okay. Are you at thehoover.com?
I am. It is. Can you see my screen? Yep, I'm on.
Yeah.
So
it's going to be MDI truck, all lowercase.
Okay. Is it username?
Yes, MDI truck, all lowercase.
Yep.
And then the password is going to be capital MDIT, all capitalized.
MDIT, okay.
Lowercase RUCK.
Mm-hmm.
The at sign.
Mm-hmm.
Lowercase C.
Uh-huh.
And the money sign.
Dollar money. Okay.
And if you could give me one moment, please.
Of course. Sure, no problem.
You're gonna, yeah, the Jagwing. Okay, Sam, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay.
Just give me 1 second. Hello, Mandy, are you there?
Yes.
Alright, it seems like your hosting server is connected with the Bluehost, is that correct?
It's possible, I mean, this is what they sent me, the Hoover.
Right, because I just opened that, right, and right here, you see?
Mm-hmm.
Box 593, the Bluehost.com, it seems like it's from the Bluehost. Can you check it out and try to give me the Bluehost credentials so I can copy the complete site from there? Can you check this?
I don't have anything for that. Give me 1 minute. Let me check somewhere else. Web faction. Hoover. It all says Hoover. Oh, this, I don't know if this is it. You can try it.
Sure, please, let me know.
It is, oh, I guess I gotta try it, right? Let me see. Comes up as it's showing up as an error. Says the bad gateway error. Bluehost. Let me see if I can do it this way. My apologies.
Hey, did you cry?
I'm working on it. I think so. Except. Alright. My domains. Okay, yes, I did. Okay, so you're going to go to bluehost.com.
Sorry, what was that?
This is a really weird one, okay?
No problem.
So it's JJAGWING.com.
Uh-huh.
All lowercase.
Uh-huh.
You're going to... No. Go back to the Bluehost
page.
Yeah,
I'm on. Okay. Yep.
Yeah, you don't need all that. The password is very specific. It's a lowercase x.
Uh-huh.
It's a pointing up caret. That's the only term I know, where you hit the shift and six at the same time.
Yep.
There you go. Capital N.
N.
Capital Z.
Uh-huh.
7.
Yep.
Lowercase p.
Okay.
The at sign.
Uh-huh.
Capital G.
Okay.
Capital G, capital K, percentage sign, lowercase m,
yep.
The and sign.
Was that after?
No, the and sign. Shift seven.
Yeah.
There you go. Capital Q.
Strange.
Capital X and the number 2.
Wow.
Yeah, that's kind of crazy, right?
Good. You locked in.
Okay, now, yeah, you're going to go to domains.
All right, I have a developer sitting next to me. He's exporting all the files.
I'm gonna put you on hold for one moment, okay?
Sure. Yeah, are you there?
Yeah. Are you still
there? Yes, I'm here, right? So I have exported your file, right? So I will go ahead and copy the data from there.
Okay.
Let me remove all the things. Right, let me log out from here. Let me sign out for now. So what happened, let me explain you, right? Once we will complete your website, so what we will do was that MBI truck.
I'm having a hard time hearing you.
It was the password, right? MD truck to dollar. Hello,
I'm sorry?
Can you hear me?
Yes. What did All
right.
you say?
I'm saying it was the password of the Hoover, right?
What was the password of the Hoover? I thought you were working through Bluehost.
Yes. Actually, I'm just confirming. It was the password. Actually, I want to show you something under the Hoover.
You took the screen off.
Oh, okay. Oh, my God. Oh, where is that? Okay, actually the time has been over, so can you rejoin me over the Zoom? I'm going to be stop the screen, and can you rejoin me over the Zoom?
I'm trying right now.
Okay, sure.
What is the...
With the same link. Click on the same link that I sent you and rejoin.
It's asking me a passcode.
Again, I just logged in over the Zoom, so please click on the link that I sent you.
Oh, passcode. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
Great.
Okay.
Yeah, so now you can see my screen.
Okay. What are we doing in Hoover?
All right, I want to show you something. What
mm-hmm.
we will do in the future, so that's why. It was the password?
I don't know. Hold on one second. It was it was MDI truck
uh-huh.
at
uh-huh.
the at sign lowercase c and then the dollar sign.
Okay. So what happened, once we will complete your website, so what we will do, we will just go back to the Hoover, select the domain, right, and
mm-hmm.
we will go ahead and change the DNS, this IP address only. Okay, once
okay.
I will change this IP address, so your domain name, this domain name, will be connect with our hosting server automatically. So it will be, we will do it later on once we will complete your website. Right now we are not doing it because your existing website is up and running. So once we will complete your website, and then we will go back to the hover and we will change this A rackets. Or I just let you know how it will be if you will not provide me the access later on. So how you will be go, we just open this hover. Let me see. Open this hover. Click on this domain, JJagWings, right? And then go to the DNS right here. And here's A rackets. Click on the edit and just change this API address. I will provide you later on once I complete the search.
Okay.
You will just come back to here, replace the IP address with my IP address. It will be changed and save changes. That's it. And other thing, you don't want to do anything else. Just you will do it.
Okay.
Change the IP address. Okay? I'm going to be signed out now. Here we go. Okay. So now the thing, I have already exported the complete file of the of your website. Here it is. Okay. And I will copy all the data from your existing site into your new one. And you already got this link. Website link. Did you?
Okay, so the expectation from us is that you guys are going to take all the information from the old website and use it to create this new one.
Yes.
We purposely changed the headers for the pages and all of that. So we need you guys to compile those pages accordingly because we want it to look newer, modern, fresher, more easier flowing. It's we don't want it to look and act exactly the same. That's why we're employing you to make it look better and also have a dealer login and all of that. So we urge you to use all the information you can from the old website to create the new website, as well as, you know, any ideas you have that may potentially make it look or flow easier. And as I said, you know, I emailed you a whole bunch of pictures that you could utilize throughout it, and we can go from there.
Okay, and one thing I need to ask you, right? And the dealer log in, so what happened? The dealer will come on your site, they will log in?
Yes.
And what
because
happened?
They have different prices and stuff. So they'll be able to look at our products and our parts and or potentially, you know, communicate with us. So they have different pricing than a regular customer does. See what I'm saying?
I want to confirm the one thing right here because just taking example, you have the product right here. Right here. You have all the products. This is your product. Just take an example. Right? And I am the dealer. I just come over your site. I just want to log in. I will create my account, right? Sign up option. I will create my account. Right? Once I create my account, so what happened next? What did this exactly
Well, purpose? They need to be able to... No. So you're going to need to create the back end of that where they're able to communicate with us. And they're also able to view the parts because they get it at a different price. So they're gonna see a different pricing system than what a regular customer logging in would see. That's the whole point of having a dealer log in.
Okay, and you are saying on the website of the product's price on the website is different, and when the dealer will go ahead and log in, so they can see the different price.
Right, they are going to see different prices than anybody else that logs in.
So, and the dealer will see that price in their dashboard or on the website? Just take example, if I will log in, right, my dashboard will be logged in, right? I have the several options like dashboard, profile, products, auto parts, and price. So in that option, if I click on the price, so I will see the those price which only you will be showed to only to all the dealers.
Yes.
Okay, so those fries you will be updated from the back end by your own self, am I right?
Can you repeat that one more time?
I'm saying in the back end, you will update those fries for the dealers.
Yes, but we just need to know how to go about doing that.
I will let you know. Okay, so basically, let's
Okay.
come back to the product to make sure. Let's say this is a product, right? Right now, the price is $54. For the
Right.
customers, I am the visitor, I visit your site, I need this product, so this price is $54. But at the same time, the dealer will be logged in the back end of the site, the dealer will go and see the price of this same product, so the price will be different for that, for him, right?
Yes, maybe it'll be right, maybe it'll be $10 off, 50, or you know, 44.80.
So
But
what
yes, it
happened
will
next?
be a different price.
Okay, so that, okay, I understand. That would be the $40. So what happened next? I want this product as a dealer, so I need to be ordered or what?
Yes. Then they would put it in the cart and be able to access and check out the same way everybody else does, except it's on the dealer login because they have different pricing.
I do understand that. Okay, so the thing is that.
Well, we have our competitors have a setup just like that because we're dealers for some for other people.
I do.
And we log in the dealer side, and
And
we
what is your competitor site?
go to gosh, boss.com, I guess. BOSS.com.
BOSSBoss.com.
Oh, not that one. Oh, gosh. How about I need to move your screen over so I can see my screen. It's not that. let me see.
Sure.
Oh, it's bossplow.com.
How to spell BOSS then?
Plow.
POO.
Plow. No, Plow.
There we go.
There you go. Okay. See where it says up at the very top ribbon, dealer login?
Yep.
Yeah, so we need to be able to do the same thing on our website.
Product registration, shop boss. And what happened when you click on the shop boss? Oh, it will be redirected to another thing.
You know what? I'm not sure because we use the dealer login. And
Okay.
then it goes to another page where we have to sign in. And then we sign in, and then it gives us dealer access, whether it be warranty, product registration, pricing,
How I can go ahead and
stuff like
sign
that.
in.
Well, I can't give you that, but
If I want to become a dealer, so how I can sign you?
right. Well, I can't give you my sign in, but give me one second, okay? One moment.
So you just let me know once you go ahead and log
No,
in.
I can't. I can't log in. I'm logged in on my computer, but I can't give you my sign in for that because it's a whole,
I'm not asking for
it's a
that.
different company.
I
But
do.
either way,
I'm not asking for that, right? So what I'm saying, once you go ahead and log in, right, so what page will appear right in front of you? Can you share your screen with me and show me the thing?
I don't know how to do that.
I'll let you know. You can see my screen.
Mm-hmm.
Once you come here, you hear it is here, new shared. Click on it and select the screen and share it. Can you do that like this way, please?
Yeah.
You see, it is shared screen. Yeah, here we go. You got it. Yes, so once you put your...
I'm already in. This is what it looks like when you sign in.
Okay. Hang on. Let me open the screen, please. Give me 1 second. Here we go. Yes, please. Go ahead.
I'm in. This is what it looks like when you're logged in.
Scroll down, please. Okay, and can you go up? Go up. Yes. So
that's as high as it goes, yeah.
And what is the whole goods and product registration?
I'm sorry?
What is this option like news, product registration, order management, warranty?
Oh, this is just different things that they have, like warranty, where we could put in for reimbursement for warranty work we did. Product selector is, you know, products that you can purchase.
So that is the only, these are those products the boss website wants to show you as a dealer.
Correct.
Right?
Right, which is the same thing we need to do for our website.
Okay, so how many options?
We need to have separate. I'm sorry? Hello?
All right, I'm here. So how many options do you want from this?
For right now?
Yep.
We just simply want them to be able to purchase
the products as a dealer.
The products. For right now, yes.
So for now, I will go ahead and put the options like a dashboard, profile, the dealer can edit their profile. Second option would be products,
mm-hmm.
and order history, and that's it.
And I would maybe put in there the ability to talk with us. So, like a contact number.
Yes, definitely. So, you want the dealer will chat you over the website, or they will contact you manually over the phone, or email you directly?
Over the phone, not the website. Over the phone.
Okay.
So, just our contact information would be great.
Okay. So, are you okay with these options? Like, I will give the dealer login area, like a dashboard. A profile, they can go ahead and edit their names and all that. Second, third
mm-hmm.
option, products, where all the products you can see. And the fourth option would be order management or order history.
Yes.
That's fine. So whatever the product, you
yes.
will upload it from the back end. So those products will show to the dealers, and they will click on the product so they can purchase it, right? Once you purchase that, so it's automatically set up under the order history, so they can see it.
Yeah.
And you will have the notification. These 4 or 5 options I will show in the back end of that site. No problem.
Perfect.
Mm-hmm. That's
okay.
It. That's it, ma'am. That's, you can log out. No problem. Come back to my screen. You can stop your screen, please. Here we go. Now you can see my screen.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Here we go. Right. So I will go ahead and copy these same pages from your existing site. Okay.
No. We want you to use the ones that we gave you.
Yeah, this is
the one. Don't cap. I'm sorry.
This site you gave.
We omitted some of this. So I need you to please understand what I see. We don't want you to just copy and paste and reiterate the same website. We purposely are regenerating and changing things around for the flow. So we don't want you to just copy and paste it over and make it look exactly as it does, because then it defeats the purpose of us employing you. Do you see what I'm saying?
No, I will not copy the design or anything. I just copy the wordings, these wordings and this wording. That's it. I'm talking about the content.
Okay. If you could make sure the verbiage sounds good and it flows well and all of that, you know, because as of right now, I don't know that it does, and we don't want it to look exactly the same. So
no. I will not copy the design.
Know.
I was just talking about the verbiages, right?
Yes, the verbiages is fine, yes.
I will just copy the verbiage, not more than that.
Okay.
Right, and...
Sounds good.
Become a dealer. Right. So you have this website link. I just sent you that, right? So you will show to your
yes.
team and let me know about the color. So if they don't like that
yes,
color...
Yes, I'll talk to them about it, and I'll let you know one way or another.
Right, and one more thing I want to... And what about the products? How would you like to share all the products with me? You will provide me cookbook access or anything?
I'll have to talk to them, because I think we updated them as pictures as it is, but let me see what they say, okay?
Okay, and let's find a dealer. So what happened here, find a dealer? So, and on the find a dealer page, whatever the dealer will be signed up on your website, so there is a name of that dealer, there's the address, and complete distance from their location.
Yeah, right? We'll have to give you our dealers so you can upload them.
Right, so what type of dealer details will you like to share with me?
I don't have that information right now, but I will get it for you.
That's perfect, right? No problem. And become a dealer is the same thing. On our website, become a dealer page is a standard page. So these are the standard pages, right? So, and this is a standard form. So you have the access of this website already. So can you discuss with your team as well on the become a dealer page when somebody wants to become a dealer? So they need to fill out the form, right? So can
yes.
you... Can you re-verify with your team, like, how many fields and what would be the heading of the form, and how many fields do you want under that form, and how many details do you want to fill out by the dealer? Like name, business name, address, city, state, zip code is necessary, phone number is necessary.
Okay.
And these all are, do you need this, or would you... I want to add any other information as well. So whatever the information do you need from the dealer at the time of the sign up, so you will let me know, so I will create the form for
yes.
you.
Yes. Yes.
Okay, and
will
you charge something when somebody dealer has wants to sign up? Would you like to charge something?
No.
You don't? Okay.
Not at all. No.
No problems. Okay, so when would you like to share your feedback regarding the colors and regarding this become a dealer?
I will work on that while you work on updating the pictures and all the information, and I will try to get you an answer by midday tomorrow. How's that sound?
All right, so this picture that you share with me, I will go ahead and use randomly on the site?
Yes.
There is no placement. Okay, no problem. I will use them. All right, so I will use them. I will let me forward this to my production department today. They will start working
okay.
from tomorrow. No problem. So when would you like
okay.
to your feedback, by the way, today or tomorrow?
I will try to do it by midday tomorrow.
Okay, no problem. I will be waiting for you, ma'am. Thank you. Ma'am. Anything else?
Okay, thank you.
Anything?
Have a good day.
You too. Thank you. Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.